Within Israel, polls continue to show overwhelming support for Prime Minister Sharon. They also show a majority of Israelis favoring a peace agreement with the Palestinians, one they hope will bring a return to a more normal and peaceful life. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
A street musician plays an ancient violin on downtown Jerusalem's pedestrian mall. For much of the past year, there's been no audience. After a series of suicide bombings, the usually packed mall was deserted and dozens of shops and restaurants were shut. But since Israel's large-scale assault on Palestinian cities in the West Bank, at least some Israelis have come back. On a mild spring afternoon, 78-year-old Simeon, who immigrated to Israel from Russia 8 years ago, plays as passersby drop coins into his violin case. Speaking in halting Hebrew, he says the last year has been difficult. People can't even walk around because they're afraid of a bomb, he said. In Russia, we had the war in Chechnya, but this is much harder. We just have to keep fighting the Arabs. Just up Ben Yehuda Street, David Saidan sits in front of his souvenir shop. His business has been devastated by the sharp decline in tourism over the past year and a half. He says his income is down almost 90%. Saidan, who witnessed 3 suicide bombings near his shop, says he feels the beginning of a different atmosphere downtown, but is waiting for the tourists to come back. There's less fear and more people are out, he says, but it will take some time until people are really sure that there's no danger and there aren't any more suicide bombings. Israelis across the political spectrum support the large-scale Israeli incursion into Palestinian cities despite the 29 Israeli soldiers killed. A new poll found that even among supporters of the Dovish Meretz Party, 60% think the operation was successful. There have been no suicide bombings in almost 3 weeks. Tali Tepperberg, the owner of Sneer Travel Agency in downtown Jerusalem, says she supports the left in Israel. In fact, she's become more active in peace demonstrations in the last few months. And yet, she says, the Palestinians brought the Israeli invasion on themselves with attacks that killed almost 130 Israelis in the month of March alone.
Israel, I mean, when it comes to military confrontation, is much, much more stronger than Palestinian, and they should remember this. I do not wish to threaten them all their lives, but they should always remember that they cannot send suiciders and slaughter us.
Polls show most Israelis want a negotiated agreement with the Palestinians. The problem, says David Horovitz, the editor of the Jerusalem Report magazine, is they don't think Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat can deliver.
They're incredibly bitter and absolutely disillusioned. I think most Israelis do not believe that there is any prospect of reaching any kind of agreement with Yasser Arafat. They don't think he genuinely seeks reconciliation. They think he's betrayed the peace process. They think he's betrayed his people, the Israeli people. On the other hand, to kill him, would that be productive for Israel? Most people don't think so.
Horovitz says support is growing for unilateral separation, for Israel to build a wall cutting off much of the West Bank from Israel. He also says that most Israelis believe the next attack is simply a matter of time. And when that happens, he says, all of the fears will come back.
This is Israelis being hit everywhere, all over sovereign Israel. And when you're in a situation where people are literally terrified to go out of the house in the morning because they think there's, sadly, a realistic prospect of them not coming home again, that is an intolerable way to live. You cannot live like that.
Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.